instruments, and resources for you to lend out so you can take up a new hobby or get back into an old one. Stop by, register for only $15, and then take out an instrument at any time for free. Joe's Mill is located at the Tet Center on the lower floor in Unit 110. Visit joesmill.org for more information.
Yo, what's up? This is Chaos, and you are listening to CFRC, Queen's University Radio.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Love, this is Miss Emily, and you're listening to CFRC. Me.
Hold back the river and part the sea, cause I know change changes the depth.
There we go. For the next hour of the program, we're going to try a little ASMR.
Yeah.
It's just such an idyllic track,
it
this
is.
One.
It is. I really like this sort of thing. Like, this is the kind of thing that you can do your little chores at home or do your morning routine, as they say. You know, wake up and get some sunshine in your eyes and then do your meditation and then do a cold plunge. And if you don't have a cold plunge, tub, you could do a cold shower. And
you're on it, Simone.
Yeah.
I imagine that you're the person that you open your windows in the morning and you just make a T pose, and then the birds just fly in and dress me.
Yeah.
Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is your idyllic morning show.
Yeah.
And we're just here to get you rocking and a rolling.
Yeah.
Right here on CFRC.
Good start to the, middle of your week.
If you're just joining us, it's your weekly rock ride around the world and through time. And we've already had a good first hour playing a lot of new stuff, a lot of moldy oldies. Double dose of Offspring in that last set.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeff is always great at creating these playlists.
It's fun.
He likes to have themes.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You're good at it.
We're gearing up for Halloween month. We're going to have a month of Halloween nonsense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm trying not to overdo it yet. I don't want to oversaturate it, but I'm just warning you guys.
Okay.
Get ready. It's going to be good.
If
you want to get involved with CFRC, there's always a lot of space available. You can come DJ, volunteer, hang out, meet the gang.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we were at the annual general meeting last night. It was good to just chill out, hang out with Bruce from Finding a Voice. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, very cool. And you know who else is cool? The listeners.
Yes. The listeners are very cool.
They're so cool.
This is all for you.
It's all for you,
all
listeners.
All for you. It's all for you.
And else is all for them?
What?
This segment, like everything, I guess.
Yeah.
Time of morning, we do our community events roundup, where we like to look ahead. Again, it's Wednesday, if you're not aware, and we look ahead to the weekend coming up and find out what's going on in and around K-Town.
Yeah.
So that you're not bored.
Yeah, we want to, have stuff for you to do and have fun and meet new people and just have a good time.
Squeeze. I'm doing the Pauly Shore ASMR.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I didn't know what you were doing. You're doing stuff over there.
I think the weasel could make a good side hustle doing ASMR.
You think so?
I just got to do something. But what's going on in Kingston?
Okay, let's see. September 19th.
Yes.
We're having Poutine Feast.
Oh, what?
The Poutine Feast. Okay, so that's on Thursday, September 19th. At the Kingston Memorial Center.
And that's all weekend, I think, right?
I think so.
It starts tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or is it? Okay.
It starts on Thursday. Yeah, it starts tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so think about how you want your poutine, and you may be pleasantly surprised, you know, or get what you wanted. You know, there's all kinds of ways you can have poutine.
Absolutely. The cool thing about these Memorial Center food fests that they do a lot in the fall is that they get a lot of vendors that aren't from town. So you get to try some new flavors and some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your brother,
I believe Fryway's going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be there. And I guess they do a mean poutine.
They do a mean poutine. Yes.
Yeah.
So get down to the Kingston Memorial Center this weekend, starting tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on September 20th, which I believe is Friday night.
Yep.
Is there's it's DJ night.
Ooh.
Okay, so we've got a great DJ guy from Montreal.
Nice.
And he's going to be spinning, you know,
giving her
crowd pleasers.
Nice.
From 8 to 11
That's
in Springer
awesome.
Market Square.
Nice.
So bring your dancing shoes.
That's perfect, because then you can work off all the poutine that you ate
exactly,
the day before.
Exactly, exactly. Just party, have a good time. This is our last big party blowout for the summer.
Yeah.
You know, and we've been having pretty warm weather, so
yeah.
I'm expecting it to be a great night.
It's going
to
be gorgeous out.
I think they're going to be throwing freebies, all kinds of stuff.
My God.
So yeah, come down to Springer Market Square.
Sweet.
And just get your party on.
That's awesome.
Yes.
8 to 11 Friday night. That's a great
Friday
way to start your weekend.
Friday night. Okay, and so if that wasn't enough.
What? There's more?
There's more.
My
Wait,
goodness.
There's more. The next day we've got the Princess Street Promenade.
Ooh.
The last one for the season from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's over 100 businesses.
That's crazy.
That are going to be there to like sell their wares as well as promote all the different activities happening in Kingston. So, you know, you just take your time and just take a walk.
That's a great, I mean, it's wonderful. I live really close to the Royal, so I always know what's going on because they always have like a band, like a really loud rock band out
yeah.
front, so it's, and I can hear it from my apartment.
Yeah, so check that out. I always have a good time at YGK Thrift.
Oh, yeah,
They've always got stuff going on. I can't speak for them, but a lot of times they have stuff 50% off.
Nice.
You know, so check it out. Get yourself some new threads and stuff so you're all set for the fall.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so that's going to be great.
Awesome. Things are happening.
Things are happening.
Awesome.
Okay. And then, okay, if that wasn't enough.
What?
There's more.
Oh my goodness. We're spoiling you guys.
Okay. On the 22nd, there's the Kingston Intercultural Arts Festival.
Cool.
Okay. And that's on a Sunday from 11:45 a.m. Very specific, 11:45.
Bam.
Till 7 p.m. Okay. And that's in Confederation Park.
Cool.
So you'll see a lot of people just kind of showing their culture, their background, and there'll be food, there'll Ooh. Be art. You can check that out.
That's the best part about different people's cultures is the food.
The food.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Second
very,
only
very,
to music.
Very important.
Nice.
So that's also really great. So there's a lot going on this weekend.
Absolutely.
There's no excuse. Do not lock yourself up in your house.
Totally.
Come on out.
There's also a football game going on, too.
Ooh.
If that wasn't enough.
Okay.
September, 21st? That's this weekend. Yeah. Home game, Queens Gales are going to be facing off against Guelph.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you're going to have our hosters with the Moses, Jesse Bell and Zayden Vergara.
Yeah.
Who are great hosts, amazing, and have recently gone viral as well.
Again, yeah. I'm going to find a shout out to they've got a new Instagram account for like the best highlights for the football games. And some of the plays like are pretty insane. Like
yeah.
Queens Gales are pretty good right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they're doing great.
I'm just going to find that right now, what that account is so that you people can look it up. I think it's called a Gales Power Play. But
yeah,
we'll find it later.
Yeah, we'll find it for you when we come back. And yeah, so you can check that out. Lots
totally.
To do.
Amazing.
Yeah.
No excuse,
yeah.
people. No excuse.
To do.
Awesome. Right
are
on.
Are you gonna dance? You think you might?
I don't know. Maybe we'll do
you
the
should.
Iggy. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare too many folks.
Oh, my goodness,
there.
Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's a little bit after 9 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in to CFRC. We got another, you know, hour left in the program. And so we'll get back to the tunes.
Okay.
Practice our dancing moves in the safety where no one can see me down here
oh,
in
okay.
CFRC Studios.
All right.
And then next break, maybe you can't get out this weekend because you got a broken foot or a cold, so that you might want to stay in and watch some movies.
Okay.
We'll talk about movies next
Ooh,
break.
Lots of movie stuff
awesome.
Coming on up.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is a brand new one from Canada's own Juliana Riolino. This has been an earworm for months because it's in a car commercial. And then the song was just officially released this past week, and it's very good. This one's called Against the Grain.
Ooh, I like that.
Hung up. Matthew Barber, mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Split up at our party.
Marge, please. That was 20 minutes ago.
I shouldn't have served those North Korean fortune cookies. They were so insulting. You are a coward. No one likes to hear that after a nice meal.
Passing, I'm passing a red car. Changing my heart rate. Why do I feel this way? Keeping a record to find a pattern of why I feel this way. Some people win the lottery and suspend it in a day. Haven't finished what's in front of me. The broker you are, the faster you drive, the faster you move, the closer you are to becoming stars. The broker you are, the faster you drive, the faster you move, the closer you are, the faster you move, the closer you are to becoming stars.
Stuck in your way.
suspended in a day. Haven't finished what's in front of me. The broker you are, the faster you drive, the faster you move, the closer you are to becoming stars. The broker you are, the faster you drive, the faster you move, the closer you are, the faster you move, the closer you are to becoming stars.
This is Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and the campus and community radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Mama.
okay.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going okay. Are you okay?
I was thinking of my favorite S Club 7 lyrics.
Oh, okay.
That kid band that had that song that said, Hoochie Mama, show your nanas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, okay. I remember.
Don't worry, we're never going to play S Club 7 on this show.
No.
Never, never. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Thanks for coming along. It's your Indie Morning Wake Up, and we just heard a brand new track from the Pee Wees with Drive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope you're having a good morning driving to work. Or
Do you like driving?
Yeah, I love driving. Yeah.
I do too. Not,
it's great.
Yeah.
Cruising is what I like.
Cruising.
Yeah.
When you drive, do you drive with like one arm, one hand?
Only when there's pretty girls looking at me.
Yeah.
And then you've got
your elbow out. You
pretend you look aloof. You don't let you look.
Aloof?
Yeah, you just look around like, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
That you get it.
Yeah, I just get it.
Yeah.
But no, I love like cruising around. It's the perfect time of year because we're getting all the fall colors out in the country.
Yeah.
You do a nice Prince Edward County cruise or something like that.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
That'd be fun.
What's your driving strategy? Do you pull up to intersections and rev your engines at kids?
No, I don't do that, Jeff.
hard no on that?
It's a hard no.
All right. Sure. I'll believe it for now.
Yeah.
Simone's obsessed with Fast and the Furious, everyone.
Yeah,
so.
I guess, apparently.
We'll see. Before.
Just love tank tops, white tank tops.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. before the Pee Wees, we heard a new one from Nemesis with Dead Giveaway. Also in there, a classic from Barbara Tennant with Rock, Baby Rock. We heard a quick new one from Pina Protest with La Chona. And we opened it up with brand new stuff from Juliana Riolino and Against the Grain.
Against the Grain. Sometimes you just gotta.
She's good.
Yeah.
She's real good. And you know who else is good?
What's good?
William Peterson.
He is good.
Why are we looking at William Peterson?
Okay, because I guess I was just kind of thinking, what were my like first crushes, first TV or, you know, media like crushes that I just liked. And I remember being a young person, I guess maybe a teenager, when they came out with CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, the first one, the original one.
Ooh, yeah.
And then I guess the patriarch of the show, the main guy. Let's see, what would they call him? His name was Grissom. Just called him Grissom. His real name is William Peterson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was your first TV crush.
Okay, I don't know if it was my first. He was like my second.
Okay, yeah.
The first one was actually Dean Cain from the why are you laughing? By the Real Adventures of Lois and Clark.
Oh, I know Lois and Clark.
Superman Adventures, and like I was in love.
I don't blame you.
Why are you mocking the love of my life?
For liking Dean Cain.
I liked him. Yes.
I mean, I guess.
I don't like, my feelings have changed over time.
You don't have to lie to me. I see you.
They've changed over time.
He's still a hunk.
I don't know. He's changed. He's changed.
Well, you're into the salt and pepper William Peterson.
Yeah, he's changed.
Do you have a current like media crush like right now?
No, I don't have a current one.
Well, think about it. Like
I'll have to think about it.
Yes.
And then maybe if we're gonna go do this, like before, okay, Dean Cain, there was, I remember being, I don't know, maybe 12 or 13 and seeing Pocahontas and really liking John Smith.
Oh,
is that weird if it's a cartoon?
No.
Is that strange?
I think a lot of our first crushes were like cartoons. Yeah.
I mean, okay. So
I had a crush
weird.
On Pocahontas.
On Pocahontas?
She never wore shoes. She had nice feet.
She So yeah.
It was Mel Gibson's voice. That's what got you.
Maybe.
Yeah. And his amazing singing voice in that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess those are the three.
That's a good three. That's a tight three. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, you know, William and Dean are both rotund. So I guess that's the style that
rotund.
I'm into. Yeah.
They're
squishy.
They're squishy.
Winter's coming. Yeah. Winter's coming.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're squishy. I can lay my head on their chest. It's like, you know, like a pillow.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome.
I love it so much. If you're just tuning in, this is our weekly movie segment. Talk about all things entertainment.
Yes.
Whether they're important or not.
Yeah.
I loved Lois and Clark, though. I did have a crush on, what's her name there?
And, Terry Hatcher.
Terry Hatcher, yeah.
Because
she was in like that Bond movie.
That was a big show. Yeah.
I like that a lot. Yeah. Nice. There's some movie headlines to talk about. I know there's a new Superman movie coming down the pipeline from James Gunn.
Do you know who's going to star?
I forget the guy's name. We can look it up. They've released a couple pictures.
Okay.
He's kind of like when the last Superman, you know, he was kind of unknown. When Henry Cavill was cast as Superman, not a lot of people knew who he was. And then he became really famous, just like this guy. Like he's tried Superman movie James Gunn.
Okay.
Yeah. So while Simone's looking up her latest media crush, I'm going to find some movie headlines to talk about. We had the Emmy Awards this past weekend. They aired them in the fall instead of airing them in January. And I don't know if that has to do with how amazing they, how many viewers they had, how many ratings they had. I'm getting a little tongue-tied because we're looking up hunks right now. David
Corenswet.
Corenswet. I never heard of him. I think I've seen him in a couple things, but yeah. I'm more excited because Rachel Brosnahan is playing Lois Lane, and she is from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Okay, so you got a young cast.
Yeah, and again, it's James Gunn from Guardians of the Galaxy, so he normally does like really goofy.
Yeah, so maybe it'll be a little bit funny this time?
Maybe, yeah. We'll see. No real footage out, but just a couple pictures of Superman. So yeah, there's that coming down the pipeline.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a big surprise and like Dean Cain will pull off his mask and he'll be playing.
And he'll just be there.
That'd be cool. That'd be real cool. Yeah. Let's see. Anyways, in the headlines, the Emmy Awards had just happened and I didn't really watch them. They got really good ratings. Dan and Eugene Levy were hosting.
Yeah.
And I hear a lot of people tuned in. Although, you know, there was a lot of snubs because a few shows just swept the whole thing. The Bear
did very well.
Shogun. And Hacks just completely cleaned up. And so there's like this bevy of really good shows that got nothing, but it doesn't matter.
But I guess they're going to get a lot of views now because I had not heard of Hacks before.
Oh, yeah. I just started watching it like a couple weeks ago.
Yes, and you're power watching.
I'm really going through it. Like I'm almost up to date now.
You're like, power watching. Yeah, you like it. Yeah.
Yeah, so that is why I enjoy award shows, not because of the whole pomp and circumstance,
right?
But because it gives me like ideas.
Information and
things I may have missed. Absolutely. So that was going on, and if anyone hasn't seen Shogun yet, watch it because it's wonderful.
Okay.
Headlines and news, video game news recently, we talked last week about how the PlayStation 5 Pro got announced for a cool $700. Waste of money, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Until you see that there's new Star Wars games coming out for it.
Ooh.
Basically, if you're a fan of the Star Wars Jedi games, Fallen Order and from 2019 and Survivor that just came out last year, they are going to cap it off with a third game. It's going to be a trilogy. The character of, what is it? I don't know his name. Cameron Monaghan, who's in it. Very good games, very fun. I'm at a loss.
You're at a loss.
I'm at a loss.
I can't help you.
Star Wars games coming out.
I'm still on Nintendo 1.
Yeah. That's fine. Other than that, Beetlejuice 2 is dominating the box office for another week in a row. Not yet, but I want to check it out and I want to see it on the big screen. The big headline today is that it almost went directly to streaming.
Oh.
And I'm glad it didn't.
Yeah.
It's the kind of movie you want to see on the big screen. They did a lot of practical effects. And that's always a lot of fun to see.
Yeah.
A lot of puppets and stop motion stuff.
Puppets.
Yeah, absolutely. Other random headlines. Ian McKellen has no plans to retire. Good news on that. He fell off a stage recently. He's fine. He might be in some...
How did he fall off the stage?
Oh, he just slipped.
He just slipped?
He's 85. You know, it happens.
A little too close to the edge
I guess
there?
So, yeah. When you really get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but again, no plans to retire.
I'm glad he's okay.
So are we. He's good. Yeah. And then also in disappointing news, there will be no Goonies sequel. There's been a lot of talk recently about the original cast of the 80s kid classic, The Goonies.
Yeah. Coming back as teachers or something.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. But, shopkeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they just nixed that. It's all just rumors. So if you hear that so far, no Goonies sequel.
Okay.
Just fine. Just watch the first one. Yeah, exactly. And before we get back to the tunes, in celebrity birthdays, because they are social betters.
Okay.
They deserve to be worshipped.
I suppose. Let's see.
James Marsden, 51 years old today.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes, and they have. There is a third one right now. Is it in theaters right now?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I'll have to check that.
But also X-Men, 30 Rock, Enchanted. He's one of those guys that he's a super handsome dude, but he picks really good roles. He doesn't get typecast, which I like a lot. And another big birthday today. Happy 49th birthday to Ted Lasso himself. Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
We're gearing up for another season of Ted Lasso.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. When is Sonic 3 coming out?
December 20th.
2024?
2024.
It's coming. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Nice. Excellent.
I like that.
Yeah. So, that's about all. It's a bit of a slow week for movie stuff. But again, the Emmys were on. So if you're hard up for new TV shows,
check that out.
Check it out. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get back to it. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Right on. Got a brand new track from a band called Moon Prune. I like it.
Yeah.
This one's called Push the Button.
Okay.
Right here
on CFRC 101.9.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
When we woke up, we had these bodies.
Say it in Russian.
When we woke up, we had these bodies.
Now say nuclear vessels.
No.
wild thing, I think I love you. But I wanna know for sure. Come on, hold me tight.
Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Stapleton.
Thank you.
go. We're getting to it.
We're getting to it.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is Indie Morning Wake Up. And yeah, we're just about nearing the end of the program.
Yeah.
Always a good time.
We always have a good time.
Yeah. What did we just hear there? Currently, I'm mixing it up a little bit. Normally, the bed music for this goodbye segment is our friend's Slack Bridges for Dream mm-hmm. Jeeps, but today
it is a little different.
We're a month away from Halloween.
Yes,
it's the Terrifier 2 soundtrack. Simone's favorite movie.
Yeah.
That last set we just heard a new track from Chris Stapleton with White Horse. That was from Saturday Night Live last season. I'm also very excited because the end of this month, the 28th, the 50th season of SNL begins.
Okay.
No word yet on who the musical guest is going to be, but you know it. We'll play it if it's good.
Yeah, if it's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Also in that last set, we heard Wild Thing from the Trogs. I was thinking...
Trog.
You know, there's so many...
What is a Trog?
That's a good question. I think it's like a caveman or something. Mm. I don't know, but there's so many great covers of Wild Thing that I was listening to last night, and I thought to myself, why go against the grain? Like, why not just play the good one, the original? So that's what we had. Do you have what a trog is?
Yeah, it's not saying what does trog mean. Okay, it is a British English meaning to walk aimlessly or a heavily stroll.
Oh, to trog along?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Wild Thing by the Trogs. Before then, we heard from the Spark Plugs with their classic tune, Chicken. Mm-hmm. And we opened it up with Moon Prune and their brand new one, Push the Button.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All in all, a very pleasant program today.
Yeah.
What all did we learn today, Simone?
What did we learn?
We learned that you're obsessed with Dean Cain.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't we all, though? Who's your favorite Superman, by the way? Do you have, like, a favorite Superman?
Do I have a favorite one? Maybe original Superman.
Christopher Reeve.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah.
For sure.
We also learned that there's a poutine fest going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Downtown. There's also a DJ night in Springer Market Square on Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be bumping.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. And Jeff just might come.
Might get him on dancing shoes and scare the kids. It'll be great.
It'll be very good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you kids know the
just
Macarena.
Go and scare the children.
Yeah. Totally. The 25-year-old children.
Yes.
And we just learned that it's going to be a beautiful day out in Kingston today, and everything's all hunky-dory at CFRC Studios. You know, school year's getting ramped up. All the young DJs are coming back.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's why you're going to want to keep it locked and ready to rock all day, all week, all of your life.
Yeah.
On CFRC.
Yeah, 101.9.
So much good stuff.
It's going to be good.
And check out CFRC.ca if you want to get involved, because there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Tons
of stuff for you to
tons
do.
Tons of stuff. Other than that, I guess we'll pack it in for the day after us is to Mafuge with... Biggest River Delta.
Yeah.
And
it's been good.
It's been good.
It's been grand.
We'll see y'all.
It's been swell.
Yeah, it's been real swell.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. Well, we'll see you guys next week. We're going to play ourselves out. We got a couple new brand new tracks. Akeem O with Faux Motion. That's brand new this
Faux
week.
Faux Motion.
Yeah. And then after that, we'll hear a new one from The Weeknd.
Okay.
Dancing in the Flames. New stuff
right.
from that.
Okay.
From him. Yeah.
Why not?
That's why you tune in for, people. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
We'll catch you all next week.
All right, guys. Take care. Looking out for something, never know.
Anguinada, we are passionate about unleashing potential for individuals with developmental disabilities and their families. As a nonprofit catalyst for positive change, we're all about creating vibrant lives within strong communities. Guided by our core values, support, respect, and choices, we embrace servant leadership. Safety, responsibility, and unwavering commitment fuel our mission. Be part of brighter tomorrows with us. Empower lives and shape futures by donating at www.anguinada.com today. Your support transforms lives.
Hey, this is Natalia from the Deers, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep listening.
More noise, please.
Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for More Noise, Please, with me, Super Jen, for a nonstop barrage of feedback, buzz, and distortion as we explore all things noisy, including noise, no-wave, punk, industrial, noise rock, grindcore, experimental music, and more. And always with a focus on local and DIY artists and bands, right here on Met Radio, 1280 AM.
Hey! Wake up.
How what?
It's noon already. Wake up.
I can't. I didn't sleep much last night.
Why?
I was watching reruns of Project Runway.
Bright lights from electronics block your body's production of melatonin. Keep your sleep area for just that. Sleep. Going screenless at night can help you sleep better, longer. Bring us all. Adults need 7 to 9 hours every night. Do you?
Same great show, brand new time slot. The Monday mixtape has moved to Monday morning, 7 a.m., so you can start your work day the right way with me, your host, Jesse Bell, as we are curating a playlist around a central theme each and every single week. Mondays are rough, but you can make them a lot better by tuning into the Monday Mixtape, Monday mornings, 7 a.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
More noise, please.
Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for More Noise, Please, with me, Supergen, for a nonstop barrage of feedback, fuzz, and distortion as we explore all things noisy, including noise, no wave, punk, industrial, noise rock, grindcore, experimental music, and more. And always with a focus on local